Maroons, four wins in a row now for the Scorchers. What do you make of our form at the moment?
Yeah, hopefully we're hard to stop, I think, is first and foremost the thing I'm excited about. We're on a bit of a roll now, and we've been on the road for a couple of weeks, so the group has got a nice vibe about it, and lots of people are contributing to our wins, so that's really exciting.
Do you think the even team contribution has been probably the most pivotal part of our form at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had different people standing up at different times, whether it's with the bat or the ball, and we've been taking crucial wickets in the right moments. So whether it's been a great catch in the field or a run out or someone coming on and taking a wicket when other teams are flying, it's been nice to watch as a fan of the game and a fan of the Scorchers. Yeah, run's going really well.
And the direct hit run out of Ash Gardner was probably a pivotal moment in the run chase today as well?
I think that was Burnsy and Pez.
Oh, sorry, Burnsy.
Yeah, the Pez wicket was a pretty critical one today. We spoke about at the drinks break that we had to try and target her a little bit and get her wicket to get on a bit of a roll, and I thought Amy did a great job composing herself and fielding that ball and taking that extra second, and then Piper followed up with a great run out of Burnsy. So I think Piper had the better celebration, but yeah, that's the kind of stuff we pride ourselves on as the Scorchers, is making sure we're leading from the front in the field and taking those half chances.
We're obviously playing with a short boundary to one side today. How much did that come into the thinking when you were out there in the middle?
Yeah, probably a little bit too much. I probably got a little bit too fixated on that, especially when they changed their plan and went a bit wider. But, I thought Jonesy came in and got the momentum going a bit more through that middle period, and obviously Nat changed the game a bit at the start as well. So we've certainly got some great players within our lineup who can grab the momentum where we can, and they've been going really well too.
What's sort of been your game plan this season? Have you sort of aimed to sort of take it deep, knowing that we've got, you know, girls like Nat and Amy to come in the middle order to sort of change the momentum?
No, there's not really been any plan other than just bat and get as much information as quickly as possible and get it back to the bench and go from there. Like you said, we've got obviously Nat and Amy through the middle, and you know, Maddie Dark's had a great season, as has Chloe Papara and Eddie, so we're pretty lucky with the talent that we've got sitting in that dressing room, and everyone's contributing and everyone's sky high on confidence, so hopefully that continues.
And your own form as well, another 90-odd today. What do you think's been the key to your consistency, not only this season but obviously over the last 9 seasons in the WPBL?
I don't know, actually. I think if I knew the secret to that, I'm sure I'd tell all my teammates and not the opponents. But I think, I just love being out there batting. I love playing for the Scorchers. It's been a breath of fresh air coming across to Perth, and I feel well supported and well respected. So I think that's gone a long way to being pretty consistent in the last couple of years for sure. And I'm just enjoying my cricket, so that's obviously really helpful, and the girls are a great bunch to play with, so hopefully it continues.
Just the last one as well, Thunder coming up on Saturday. Obviously we had a really good win against them last Sunday. What sort of threat do you think they provide?
Yeah, well, I think, we got the right end of the toss the other day against them. Probably, I think we were always going to have a bat first, and against them, we want to try and put as much pressure on that middle order as possible with the bat. Obviously, Heather Knight didn't play the last game, so we'll assume she'll come back in, and her captaincy and tactics is always pretty good. So we'll have a look at our plans and things like that, but we know they're going to come hard at us. We're at the pointy end of the season, so every game is pretty critical, and we know that they're going to try and nab one off us.
Perfect. That's it.
Good.